Hi everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. On today's second episode of Season 3, I'll be discussing the reality of having a job while being a small business owner. If you're not already following this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it. Hello everybody, this is the first solo episode of Season 3, and I'm so excited to finally be recording and get into Season 3 with you guys. So first of all, welcome. If you're new, hello, Small Talks with E, a small business podcast. I recently also, you guys might have noticed, I did a little logo change as well as I changed my logo on my main business, Everything Emily. I kind of changed it to like orange, yellow, purple. And I also did a corresponding Small Talks with E logo on that. Still like all the same podcast stuff, just a different logo on everything. So don't worry. So that's like a little welcome there. So today's episode is over the reality of having a job while being a small business owner. This is something I struggle with a lot, especially as a 17-year-old girl who I have a part-time job. So it does become a lot more difficult ever since I got my job, kind of in the middle of running my business, to figure out hours and ways to do things, and just ways to operate while having two different priorities. So let's go ahead and get into it. So, first of all, I just kind of want to go over, like, show you guys the hours that I work at my job. I'm not gonna, like, disclose a location or, like, money or anything of that, but I want to show you guys kind of the hours that I work, because I know I haven't been as active on my Instagram, my main business Instagram, or really my podcast Instagram at all. That's my fault, but mostly because, you know, I've been working at my other job, and I can't really... A lot of times I do forget to post or, you know, post on stories or whatever. That's kind of why I've been inactive. But I'm really trying to. I try to remember if I have some free time, I'll try and post on stories. But, I want to show you guys the hours that I usually work during a week. Most of the times it stays the same during a week. I work at a newspaper. That's all I'm going to really tell because I don't want to go into details. I feel like a lot of people on my Instagram know that. I feel like I've told them maybe once or twice. I don't know. But I want to show you guys the hours that I work. So this is like an average week for me. Of course, whenever I first got my job back in June of 2021, it was a lot less hours because I was at the bottom of the food chain. But now I'm kind of like second in command at my job. So I do have a lot more things that I have to do every week at my job. And we're kind of in an owner situation, like... The ownership of my job is being, like, up in the air a little bit right now, so that's kind of scary, but, you know, that's how it is. I'm still going to continue working there. Gotta get paid. So here is my week. I have, like, a little picture of one of my timesheets. I'm not going to pull up. Anyways, so, like, a Monday through, like, a Friday is usually when I work, and it's after school. So, let's see. This Monday, I worked 3:30 to 5. So whenever I say 3:30, that just means as soon as I got off of school, pretty much, drove to my work and I worked for 3:30 to 5. I used to consider Mondays like a really good day business-wise, because I could get a lot done, because I used to not work on Mondays at all, until like things changed and responsibilities changed. I really used to do a lot on Mondays. I would make reels and make products. Monday was just like my day. Monday was one of my favorite days, but now it isn't because I get home at, well, so the 5 p.m., that was like this week, but it'll change because of the things that I do. So sometimes it's been 5:30 I've stayed there, maybe like 4:30. It just depends on one of the factors. And then sometimes I'll like stop at a quick stop and get a snack, you know, as like a reward for me working. I always like get a chocolate milk because... I mean, I'm telling you, chocolate milk hits different after working. Monday, 3:30 to 5, kind of varies 30 minutes on the end there, depending on, you know, what's going on that day. But I'll get home at like 5:15 or 5:30. I don't know, it depends. Sometimes I like, talk to my friends. And then by the time, especially because it's winter, by the time I get home, it's usually at least a little bit dark. So like right now it's like 6:30, oops, and I'm recording this. And the sun is setting. So if I wanted to make reels whenever I get home and it's already kind of dark, that is like out the picture for me. I know there's still reels that I can make or like videos. Whenever I say reels, like that's the main thing I would do on Mondays was make reels. But you know, obviously I haven't been as active because I feel like daylight is, you know, best for like making a video. natural light. And the room light that I have is honestly kind of yellow and it's kind of dim. And it's not really giving the amount of light that I need it to. So whenever I get home on Mondays, I'm usually, I'll eat dinner most of the times. But then I usually like draw my iPad because, iPad, you don't need light for that. It produces its own light, obviously. And then I just don't really feel motivated a lot of times. That is very, very common these days for me. And this episode is about reality. So I'm trying to be really true to you guys and showing you how I feel on days. I don't know if I'm doing a good job of displaying that. But a lot of times I just will not be motivated to do anything. Like maybe I had a hard day at school and then I do a lot of work and stuff was confusing. And I just don't really want to do anything. Sometimes I'll draw my iPad, but it really doesn't get any much more than that. A lot of times I've found myself on a Monday, having a picture, completely ready to post or, a graphic or whatever. And then I just completely just don't do it because the, main time for posting is, 2 to 6 p.m., I would say. At least that's for me. And by the time I get home and get settled and get off of work and stuff, that time is pretty much over. So whatever time I thought I could post, it's kind of over for me. So I do just, I haven't been posting as much recently because I either forget or, the peak time to do that for me is, over. So, yeah, that's Monday. I need to take a breath. I don't know why. I feel like that was a lot of information. I hope it makes sense. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Yeah, it's pretty much Monday for me. Okay, sorry. I didn't get a drink of water. So Monday, now that I can think about it, all I do was pretty much, draw my iPad or make, designs or, graphic posts. And I used to do a lot of stuff on Monday. Other than Reels, I'd also, get product pictures. But, because the light has gone down because the sun sets, because it's winter, the sun sets so early. But in the summer, I'll have a little bit more time to do that, just depending. Plus, in the summer, I'll work in the morning because I won't be in school, obviously. So let's move on. Next day is Tuesday. Tuesday is a big job day for me. It's where I do a lot of job work. So I get off of school. I feel like Tuesdays at school are, always not a good day. Tuesdays for me, not my favorite. But, anyways, so I get off of school 3:30, I start. And then I usually get off at, 7:30. Sometimes if I'm, really putting my mind to it, I'll get down, 6:45. Lately, it's been kind of later at 8 because I've had to do some stuff before, the big thing that I do at my job. It's, I can't really explain it because I don't want to disclose a lot of the information, privacy reasons. I have been staying quite a bit later at my job to where the moment I get home, it might be 8 o'clock, 7:30, and I'm tired. I'm very tired because most of the stuff I do on Tuesday is all of, the manual labor. I'll be, lifting or standing up. I do stand up for, 3 hours at a time, actually, because I just forget to sit down, and then I'm like, well, this job is meant to be doing, you're meant to be standing up while you're doing it. So I've been getting off, 8 lately, and it's actually, really hard for me to just, come home. I have to get dinner, and then usually by the time I get dinner, I have to, get ready for the next day, get ready for bed, take a shower, do any extra, schoolwork I need to do. So Tuesdays are not really a business day at all. I hardly do anything. Sometimes I'll draw a little bit at night to, help relieve some stress or whatever, but that is it. That's pretty much it. Yeah, Tuesday's just not my favorite. Whenever I think of Tuesday, it's just not a good vibe. I don't know. I feel like Tuesday just, not it. So the next day, Wednesday. Wednesday is a pretty chill day. I don't go into, my building job, but I do have to grab something from another place and type it. I can just type it on my computer. Usually takes, 30 minutes. And then I just, email it to my business or my job. Whenever I say job, I mean, my part-time job that I'm kind of telling you guys about. And then business refers to my small business. I know I kind of use those terms interchangeably, but there's a difference. So Wednesdays are usually pretty chill, but the thing about that is, most of the time, I feel like I'm not talking very smart right now. That wasn't even smart. Okay. Anyways, but most of the time on Wednesdays, my friends will want to go shopping or, go out for dinner or just like goof around. And honestly, most of the times I say yes because I like hanging out with my friends. You know, it's fun, it's cool, it's kind of crazy. We do get a little bit delusional sometimes, but you know, where's the fun without it? So yeah, a lot of times Wednesdays, let's see, I'll get home without friends. Like if I don't go out with friends that day, I'll get home at like 4 o'clock. And then I don't know, I do kind of have a little bit of time to myself. Wednesday used to be like a big podcast recording day for me, so I'd always like record a podcast on Wednesdays. I'm doing this on a Sunday, but anyways. And then I'll usually help make dinner or I'll like do some school stuff. So I guess if I don't go out with friends, Wednesday is a pretty good day for me. Business-wise, I can get some stuff done. By the time I get home, I'm still within that peak posting period. And yeah, I don't really, Wednesday is kind of like a fever dream to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember a lot of my Wednesdays. Wednesdays are just there and then they're gone. that's me. But yeah, I guess a lot of times I do go out with friends though. We like go to Walmart and buy something stupid. That's how it is. But I do tend to sacrifice my business time for my friends because, you know, you still want to have fun and see your friends and hang out and do all the fun stuff. And I try not to let my business like get in the way of that if I want to have fun, you know, because like happiness is more important than my business. You know what I mean? Like I know that might sound kind of weird, but yeah, it is. It is more important to me to hang out with my friends sometimes, especially if it was like a boring day and then I get to like hang out with my friends, you know, I will do that for sure. But yeah, if I get home, I'll like do some business stuff, I think. And then I just make dinner, eat dinner. Let's see, it'll be like 7:30 by the time that's over. And then I might do some more. I do tend to do a lot of stuff recently, after dinner and before I get ready for bed, which is usually like, I usually make products during that hour, like hour of time. But that's all I can really remember of Wednesdays. The biggest thing job-wise is that I just have to type something, which will take 30 minutes to an hour. Anyways, yeah, Wednesday is not really anything that I can think of, besides hanging out with friends. So Thursdays for me and my job, again, it's a little bit like Wednesday. I just have to stop by the building that my job is at, and then I either print or email myself a document. I print that off or type it, and then I type it and then I type it, which takes 45 minutes. A document's usually a little bit longer. So Thursdays, but the thing about Thursdays is I'll get home. I have about an hour to, I don't know, sometimes I'll just lay around. If I'm being honest, sometimes I just want to sit down and maybe like curl up into a ball, you know, that's how it is. But then also on Thursdays, if you guys didn't know, I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is a martial art. I have class on Thursdays, so let's see, class starts at 6 nowadays, 6 in the evening. We'll leave my house at 5 because of the distance, and then so I really only have like an hour at my house, and usually 50 minutes of that is getting ready to go to my class. Yeah, we leave my house at 5:15, get to my jiu-jitsu class at 6. That lasts for an hour and 30 minutes, so 7:30. We'll kind of hang around for like 15-30 minutes, so 8. And then we'll like get dinner at the town that the jiu-jitsu class is in. And then we go home. Yeah, sometimes we'll like stop by like Walgreens to like get stuff if we need. And then we get home. So Thursday is not a big business day for me just because, you know, I do my like exercise that day. I used to do it Tuesday and Thursday, and then my job was like, no, we need you to do this right in the middle of when your class is. And I was like, well, money or exercise, money it is. Yeah, so that is like not a good day for me. I get home at like 9:30, and then I have to like get a shower and get ready for school the next day. So that's like not really a big thing. I guess the only thing I might do on Thursday during like my business time in the afternoon, I don't know, usually I'll like make stickers. I feel like I make stickers during that hour. It's kind of a weird day to me. And then Friday is basically like Monday for me. I mean, I do different things on my job, but I mean, it's the same time period. So I'll get off of school, go to work, usually get off at 5 or 4:30 if I already had something done beforehand. And then Friday, don't really have anything going on that day. Sometimes we'll make dinner, sometimes we'll just like eat leftovers or whatever. And then, yeah, I guess Friday is usually a pretty good day for me. It's usually when I usually have launches on Friday. I don't know why I like to make launches on Friday ever since I started my business. And then I usually make launches at like 5. So I don't know, that just depends on what time I get off work. I haven't made a launch in a while, ever since these new hours that I've started working at my job. So I don't really know how to see the time frame in that. But anyways, yeah, and then I go home. I usually make products. I feel like Friday is also a good day for making reels. In the evening, if it's still light on Mondays and Fridays, I'll try to make reels. If I can, I haven't been doing that lately because I plain out forgot. Yeah, so that's pretty much what a typical week looks like for me at my job and kind of how that relates to my time I get to spend on my business. Yeah, but the biggest thing about that is you guys might be thinking, oh, she has like an hour to do stuff each day. Yeah, but a big thing about that is a lot of times whenever I come home from work, I'm like drained physically and mentally. So I like forget about anything. I'll go into my room, like curl up in a ball and like be tired. So I don't really get a lot of stuff, business stuff done because I don't have like a motivation for it, or I have like school stuff to do. So I like actually have to force myself to get up and like do something. That's just kind of like the big motivation thing. Everybody always runs out of motivation. I feel like I do it a lot. But I just kind of have to like tell myself and be like, okay, we need to do this. Just like one thing. I'll tell myself one thing I need to do each day. You need to make a sticker sheet this day. You need to make a reel, you know, whatever. But it's just really hard for me sometimes to just get up and actually do it. I feel like that's a struggle everybody faces. You know, it's so easy to lay down and just not do anything. But you just have to like push yourself to be like, okay, let's get something done here. Like, you can't just sit around all day. Yeah, so that's like a work week for me. Saturdays and Sundays, they're pretty chill. Saturdays, I tend to do stuff with my family, or like I'll have like a school event going on. Maybe Saturdays. Sometimes I'll go with my friends. I don't know. I don't really. A lot of my Saturdays recently have been kind of busy with extracurricular activities, but I feel like I'll just hang out with my family. We tend to go shopping on Saturdays or like go to places on Saturdays. And then Sunday afternoons are pretty chill for me, actually. That's when I get a lot of my designing done. I feel like Sundays are like a really peak time, especially Sunday afternoon. I'll like clean. Sunday is a good cleaning day for me. I always like clean my business desk. And I haven't today. It's a Sunday today. I still have these pieces of paper here and envelopes with the glitter on them from a photo shoot I did like 1.5 weeks ago. So if that kind of shows you guys what I remember to clean, then you know. But I just forget to clean because I'm so drained from coming home from work a lot. And then, of course, you know, with like being unmotivated, that means you just don't have any ideas of like new products to make or new things to design or like photo shoots or whatever. I just like, it's kind of hard. And the biggest thing, like I said, is like forcing myself to like actually get up and think or like just do something. I don't know if that makes any sense. Work weeks, honestly, okay, you might be like hearing me talk and be like, oh, that's only like, what? 6 hours a week? Wait. That doesn't make 6 or more. I can't really calculate it looking at this right now. That's only 6 hours a week. That doesn't make sense. Like, you have so much more time. Well, I also have a family. And they tend to require a lot of my attention, especially whenever we need to, like, get stuff done. Like, chores. Oh my gosh, yes, that's what I was going to talk about. Chores. I have to wash the dishes. I have to do laundry. I have to do I don't know, cleaning something probably. And that's another thing that goes into my time every week. Wednesday, that's what I do on Wednesday. I was trying to remember. I was like, there's a missing piece here. Wednesdays is when I usually do chores. I'll like 9 out of 10 Wednesdays, I will have to wash the dishes whenever I come home from school. Like, that's just, Wednesday is a washing dishes day. And I feel like that is A lot of times whenever I get done with my chores, like I have chores like every other human being, and I'm also not wanting to do anything. So that's a big part of the being drained aspect here. Yeah. So one of my biggest things for me is using my weekends to get a lot of small business stuff done. And also in school time. I know you guys might be like, you're not supposed to be doing anything in school. Well, my school isn't that strict. So I actually do quite a lot of business stuff in school. You'd be surprised how many graphics or orders I've made in school. I feel like it's a lot. Because my school doesn't have a policy against, like, well, yeah, like, phones in school. They don't, like, make us, like, have to shut them off or else we get grounded. We actually use our phones quite a lot, which is probably not good. But, I mean, I only try to use mine whenever I'm done with my assignment. And a lot of times, so I have, like, 1.5, like, kind of free hours each day to where they're not, like, necessary classes. Or, like, so, like, the last hour in my school day is my college day. Or my college hour. That's where I work on my college because I do concurrent college classes. That's another thing I need to talk about here in just a second. Anyways, and I have one assignment. Well, yeah, pretty much one assignment a week. And then whenever I finish that, I'll usually have like 1 or 2 free days that school day or that school week, free hours during the school week where I can just like sit down and do nothing. So honestly, I can't talk today, you guys. I do tend to bring my iPad to school or my computer, and I've honestly made an entire newsletter on my computer in school using the school Wi-Fi. You know, school Wi-Fi actually smacks. Like, it works so well. I'm gonna use it. And I've used my iPad a lot during school. I mean, I got it during New Year's, so during Christmas break, but with those hours that I already, like, don't have anything assigned, I will literally just be sitting there drawing. People look at me kind of funny, but I honestly don't care because I'm getting stuff done. So it doesn't pertain to them, and the teachers, they don't even care. They're like, okay, she's not talking, let her be. Or they just, like, they like me. So they're like, oh, okay, fine. I'm the teacher's favorite, obviously. Just kidding. I'm not. Not at all. Yes, I do actually use a lot of my time in school, to do my business stuff because my phone is like a nice little portable computer. And whenever I have free time, I'll just like check on my phone on my business Instagram, see what's going on in the world, maybe like post a story. 9 out of 10 times whenever I post my story, it's probably during the school day. Whenever I just have like free time or I don't want to start an assignment, which is actually not good, but I still do anyways. And yeah, so I do a lot of things in school. You guys would be surprised. And then, yeah, using weekends, I get so much stuff done, obviously. During weekends, especially Sunday afternoon, like I'm doing this, I've gotten a lot of stuff done. Most of the time, it's some school stuff, but Sundays, for me, I do get a lot of business stuff done, especially because I'm home while it's light. I'll get to use the natural lighting to make my reels, which I did not do today. But I was doing some other stuff. And yeah, using weekends is pretty much like the second best option for me next to doing stuff in school. Because I can kind of be in my room secluded to where I can make, I don't know, like a YouTube video, which I haven't done in a while. Or like a reel, etc. And weekends are just like a huge thing for me, especially if it's a Saturday where I don't have anything going on. That is like a major go for making products. Saturdays are so helpful whenever I don't have anything going on. So yeah. What else was I talking about? College. Yes. Okay. So because I'm a concurrent college student, which means I do high school and then I also have like one college class that I do, during high school, and it counts for like a high school credit and a college credit, which is super cool. But it also helps me get my college done sooner. And college is hard, not gonna lie. If you guys haven't experienced it yet, it's a little bit hard, not gonna lie. I just said that. So a lot of times I will put off my college assignment until the morning. So like my college assignments are usually due Sunday at midnight, you know, 11:59 p.m. right before Monday. And so I will tend to put those off And I do have an hour during the day that I work on them, which is like last hour. Like I was mentioning, I tend to put the assignment off and draw on my iPad instead, which is actually really not good at all for me or my well-being or my academic well-being. But I do it anyways, and do not do it if you guys are in the same situation that I am. It's a mistake. And you should always get your college or school assignments done beforehand, or else you will feel panicked and also very anxious to get your stuff done. So be careful, and I speak of this from experience. So especially if you're an in-school small business owner like me, like you're a student, get your school stuff done first before worrying about your business, because your education is more important than your business, and that is sometimes something that I have to tell myself multiple times before I actually realize that it's true. So yeah, word from the wise. I guess I'm wise now, but yeah. So get your college stuff done if you do concurrent college like me. That way it helps. I've also found that whenever I have all of my like outside of business stuff done, like school life, like if I have assignments or things to do and that, and I get it done, it helps me feel a lot more motivated to actually get my business stuff done, which makes total sense. Yeah, so I guess that's like all I have on that. So this wasn't a very informative episode, I guess you could say, but I just wanted to kind of tell you guys what the day to day looks like for me, because I have a part-time job, and I feel like a lot of small business owners that are like 13 or 14 or lower, 15, I guess you have to be 16 to get a part-time job or so, don't really think about that. And I would actually wished I'd started my small business sooner so that I could maybe avoid having an actual part-time job. And then I could just run my business forever. That would be cool, but it isn't. And some people, I know a lot of small business owners that tend to, you know, take a break from their business or something because they actually have like a job like me, or they're doing something else in their lives. And that is okay. You know, people, it's perfectly fine to get a job. You know, I always like having a little bit of money I can have for myself. I tend to use it on a bunch of business supplies. Yeah, so I don't know if this episode made any sense to you guys. I feel like I stumbled a lot. I'm still out of breath. I don't think I've taken a full breath throughout this entire episode. Yeah, I've just been talking for 27 minutes straight. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's about all I have for this topic. But I just want to be real with you guys for a second. And this is like the reality of, you know, the hours I work versus the hours I have to run my business. And I don't know, it feels kind of good to rant about this. I feel like a lot of people don't really know my situation. They're just like, oh, she's inactive on Instagram. We don't even know why. There is a reason, and it's because I'm actually tired. Yeah, so that's about all I have for this episode. I hope it made sense. I don't think it did. My brain is still kind of foggy from it. But I hope you guys enjoyed. As always, you can follow me on Instagram at Small Talks with the Podcast with a period in between each word. Where there'll be updates. Hopefully I haven't been really active on there, but I really want to be more active and keep you guys in the loop, especially with now season 3, which I'm so excited for. Make sure to go stream the first episode of season 3, the group interview with Effie and Stephen from Made by Effie Avila and Stephen Studio. Such a cool interview, and I definitely think you guys would like it. So that is all I have. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, a little bit more fun for me than, you know, talking about a topic in particular that like everybody can relate to, just something a little bit more personal. And especially with this new season, where my tagline I've had forever is a small business pod or something, I forgot what it was, where I talk about everything from everyday life to, what is it, entrepreneurship. Oh my gosh, I forgot. Anyways, but that is all I have for you guys, and I will talk to you guys next episode. Bye.